This is working too easy. Good. Let me get this other recorder running. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is January 8, 2018. It's Marvelous Monday. Yours truly, Raven98 here. We're going to go over a few things, get the record straight on a few things, and move on into having a wonderful Monday. Let's see, where do we start? Hey, Tony, you hanging around? Something you want to bring first?
I tell you, you're gonna get the record straight. Okay. Yeah. I did. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, first of all, it was B Bless birthday. B Bless and who else?
Well, Mr. B Bless. But both of them play hooky today because it's his birthday, so neither one of them went to work.
All right, it's Mrs. Renfro's birthday today, too. So guess what? She didn't go to work either. So I guess that's just something they do, huh?
Hey.
All right, happy birthday. Okay, guys, I'm just going to go over a little bit real quick. And we still got some people we weren't able to contact this morning. But a lot of things happened over the weekend. A lot of information and gurus are getting the same types of information now, or is getting caught up. Iraq, I got direct from the CBI, so you guys know it's from CBI. They feel they are done, complete, and it's just was nobody's going to know when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. Nobody is going to have advance notice. So. You might have procedures and all that set up and windows of opportunity, but nobody's going to know the exact moment. But we've known that all along. But they did want to give an explanation is what we've already known and said that the dinar has been completely reinstated throughout the country, completely reinstated throughout the country, electronically. On all the cards, something we've been saying for weeks and months now, are being used. They're being used here in the U.S. They're being used in England. They're being used in Canada. So they are international, again, so we fully explain that. And I know we've been saying it, and we've been seeing it. We've been knowing it. There's some other people who just decided to start agreeing with it or getting information, which is a good thing. As many people who've seen everybody's contacts finally understanding where we are. There were meetings, as we know, the IMF that, which I'm going to say has nothing to do with the RI, because it's already done. It's just not international yet. But it's already done, been completed. So we're there, we're just waiting for an announcement. This morning at the banks, they are excited about something, so I'm not going to say what they're excited about, and the reason is, I don't know. Now, I don't know because they said, hey, we're not supposed to talk about it, but we're excited. They said, you're going to see it, and you're going to be very happy when you do see it. So I'm going to take that as preparations for this week. Today is actually their first banking day of the year. They did everything they were supposed to do. The banks did their annual hookups yesterday. They completed that like they were supposed to do. So we're simply moving forward and waiting. I'm looking at, there's over 60 banks that sell the dinar, actually sell it. So if banks are selling it, then it can't be on OFAC, right? If MasterCard is being used around the world, then it has to be an international rate, right? I mean, that's what makes sense to me. The fact that banks are becoming just currency dealers, and they've just decided out of the last 10 years, hey, we could be making profits off of this like all the currency dealers are. We could have made that $2, $3 billion a year. I mean, bank people, it took them right to now to realize that? I don't think that's quite the story. But I do know for the last 2 years, banks have been selling Iraq dinar. One major bank in particular and the smaller ones. I just don't think they would be the only ones, or the fact that they never even told you, announced it, and it's an exotic currency, would be just doing it just to make the little difference on the amount that they've sold over the last couple of years, just to be a currency dealer, making a profit off of that. I think there's a little bit more to it than that, but you decide. I am so glad when people hit me on their texts and the phone calls that I got, that people are buying every day right at this moment. And I mean, they're buying what they can buy every day. And because I want you guys to take full advantage. I mean, full advantage all the way up to the last minute. And we are, in fact, getting to that last minute. Now I want to go to the ZIM, because we talked about the rate. And we talked about which currency they're going to take, which are all the ones and fives, it seems like. And the fact that it's still being treated as a bond and can be payable over 25 years. So don't forget that. That's a major part in there. So with that, there's not a whole lot of news today other than that, but I'm still waiting for banking news on this side to see. And I'm still waiting for the global traders for today to give me what they're seeing for this week. So right now, everything is super fantastic. All right, Ray, because that's really all I needed to update on, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to do a little bit more on the ZIM, because I did that ZIM announcement after the call. And so some people missed out on that. So we'll just continue right now from the ZIM. Guys, you know, we told you the last call, the 100s and the 50s of the trillions, billions, millions, and thousands is what we were told were going to be accepted. And then I went back and made specific question about the 500 million. And we were told at that time that because counterfeit 500 millions were released before the real ones were released, that they were not going to be accepting the 500 million notes for that reason. Now, that did not mean that you hold counterfeit 500 millions. So it just meant that we were being told they were not going to accept them, and that was the reason why, at least at this first exchange opportunity. Now, things could change down the road, months down the road. They could have a different situation regarding the 500 million notes, and plus the other denominations that were not mentioned could be accepted at a later date. So by no means do you discard any of your currencies. But this was not a message to make you think you bought some bad currency from any dealer. This was not a blemish on the dealers. It was me giving you the information that was given to us. They said counterfeit 500 millions had been released prior to the original ones being released, so they made the decision not to accept the 500 million notes, at least not at this time. So you wouldn't be shocked when you went in to try to exchange them or redeem them or whatever the case may be, and you were being told that they're not accepting them. So if they're not accepting them, then you don't have to also worry about confiscation of your $500 million notes. If they're not accepting them anyway, then why would they take them from you for any reason? I know some members had that concern from things that were pitched on other calls. So all of this is to say, don't worry about that. Just receive this information as it's being given to you. So when it's time to go do whatever you're going to do with your ZIM, and if they say we're not taking $500 million, you know why they're not taking them, if that's going to be the case. And not so much that you are holding counterfeit ones, but because counterfeit ones are out there somewhere. And I guess at this first exchange opportunity, they don't want to take a risk of receiving those. So the information came to us, 150s of the four different categories, trillions, billions, millions, thousands, and nothing else at the moment. So still hold on to it. Don't worry or fret that you have some bad paper. You probably don't. But that was the reason we were told they were not accepting them when we go, whatever week we go, whether it's this week, next week, whenever the case may be, for the first batches of the ZIM. So I hope that helps for some people that were thinking whatever thoughts you had or whatever people were making you think crazy things. And even the ones that wanted to argue against the information that we share information. But whether it's right or wrong or true or false, you can't argue that. It's what these people are telling us, and that's what we're providing to you. Receive it, do what you will with it. But we told you at the last call, still take whatever you have and see what they accept. But if they tell you no on the 500, at least you would know why. And if that didn't clear it up, we're going to do Q&A. If there's a question alive, then we'll take that. But I think that really should clear that issue up for you on the $500 million. Anything else, Tony? We'll go into Q&A.
Nope. I think if they were confused, okay. They're not anymore. So let them be so fair, you better try. All right.
All right. Well, if they're still confused after this, I don't know if prayer will help. But anyway, let's see. Let me find some board questions here that, oh, wow, we won't get through all those. There's 29 of them. Did we miss a meeting or something? Anyway, you want to hang on for some questions, or are you gone, or what?
No, go ahead.
All right. Keyman, see, that's the first one, yes. Way back, Tony mentioned that due to the U.S. involvement in the war and restructuring of Iraq, we, the U.S., would enjoy a higher rate than those countries not involved. Do you have any idea how much higher that rate will be, and will it be permanent or temporary?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer any questions. No, I'm just joking. let's see. We got a larger amount of the dinar, the countries that would help build the foundation. And I don't know that I said our rates would be larger, because the rates actually, once it hits 4X, are based on currency as it is. So each individual country is going to do their own exchange rate, just like they would any other currency, the yen, that rate can be the rate. What we did have is the contract rates. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. After the last call, somebody said my volume was down or something. So what we did was get the contract rates, and we know the plan was for the contract rates to run 14 days. So it may be less, because they wanted the contract rates to be completely used up before it hit 4X. And the majority of the contract rates actually have been used at this time, is what I was briefed on last week. The majority, not all, but the majority, because the majority of the contract rates didn't go to the individuals. They went to groups, but there are still some left. And I say majority, majority could be 51%, even 60%, which leaves 40% out there. And I would tell you the number that was given to me in our agreement that people would get above the $3 rate or above the international rate when it comes out was not 40%, but it wasn't 10%. So it's somewhere in there. And that's probably the first time I gave you guys even a number to look at, which 10% I would have actually been happy with. They just didn't know that, but they offered a lot more than that. I said, okay, that works. As long as somebody, you know, we're sharing the wealth. So there's plenty still out there is all I'm trying to tell you for us and for us to get our agreement completed. All right.
Okay. Postal Punk says, weird board name.
Postal Punk? Really?
Postal Punk, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, Ray. Have we passed the planned time that the bank numbers were going to be released? Does it matter on the ZIM if they are uncirculated or not? Well, the last planned time that we had received was supposedly over the weekend or the first part of this week. So we're on the tail end of that as far as a planned release. Does it matter if the ZIM is circulated or uncirculated? I don't know of any reason it would have an impact on us. We're not holding it for collector's status, so it won't matter. Okay, Mac Princess says, hi, Ray and Tony. While I am fully aware things can change and neither of you control the timing, based on the schedule outlined by Tony on Friday and with other information you might have that you can't share, are we still on course?
So while I very much appreciate the fact that, you know, we don't control it, I mean, because we don't control it, there's many people out there who seem to think that we do. We absolutely do not. We do just take the information. And, yes, according to the schedule, like Ray said, we're right on the kind of tail end. It wasn't supposed to happen today, so I'm going to put that out there already. But we were looking for something in this week, which we got Tuesday through Friday, Saturday for this week to go, and then looking for it to come out on Forex on the 15th. With the new operational rates is what we were looking for. Now, is it going to happen that way? I don't know. Was that the plan last week when everybody was meeting and trading documents? It was a plan. But even like I told you today, nobody's going to know exactly when it's coming out, rate that. I mean, as a CBI, I got from CBI today. Wait a minute. Okay, I think that's okay. I was clearly told not to say something. I might have said it already. But anyway, I mean, that's no big deal because we've all known that part. We're just not going to know. And that we've gotten, even from our bank people, we've gotten windows a whole lot, opportunities, but nobody's known for sure. And nobody will know until after it's completed. But we know where our window is. All right. Might have been something else I wasn't supposed to say. But did I answer that? Hey, yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Let me ask you guys something. I need a big favor before I keep forgetting it, though. This is a real big favor that could save me a whole lot of work, if you guys could, and trying to figure out throughout the years. You guys remember a couple years back when the BBC did a newspaper article on me? I don't know. Maybe some of you guys remember that. The BBC, and then she did a radio interview. It was a big thing on our thing. On me. And then Iraq did a newspaper article 3 days later. I'm just trying to see if somebody still has those two links. If there's a way you can email me or put them in the form and somebody email it to you or get it to Ray, I would really appreciate that. Okay. All right, what's next? Sorry.
Okay, let's see. What's this? Triple X, Texan Triple X. Hi, Ray, Tony. If you make a deal on the contract rate and are limited by quantity or cap, can you leave and exchange the rest when it goes up? And if so, do you make the second appointment using the 800 number or by direct contact with the bank?
So you want to go make a contract rate with a little bit and see if the contract rate will go up. And then go back and do it again? Is that what I heard?
No, they went to get the contract rate and capped out at all that they could get on the contract rate. And then the rest that they had left over, when the rate goes up, then they're asking, do they make that appointment to do those exchanges through the 800 number or just go direct to the bank?
Okay. Once you go and make a make your appointment, and you go get exchanged, you're going to be assigned a wealth manager or a bank representative. I would think any exchanges you did after that, you would make with that person because he's now controlling your accounts. You can go in and tell them, this is what I want to do. I want to exchange this much. I want to go to the wall, to the limit. I got this left. I'm not going to exchange it today, but I'm going to watch 4X. And where it gets to where I think I want to be, I'm going to call you so I can come in. Because after that, it's just normal exchange. Okay? Because you've
right.
already signed the NDA okay. for the contract rates, everything else. It's just an exchange. Yeah.
Okay. Big, yeah. Big Draft says, I have been reading where if you have Zim, you will be exchanging at a military base. But this does not make sense to me, so I come to you and Tony to get the facts.
Well, the facts is, who does that make sense to? Nobody. It don't make sense to me either. So, all right. Okay. No, not that I know of. Nobody is going to be restricted to exchanges at military bases when you don't even have a military ID. When the function of military bases is for military personnel and personnel who work for the government. So, no. That doesn't make sense to anybody. Okay, next.
Okay, P. Jones, 4375. Since this is a taxable event, even though it is pre-tax, should we expect a tax statement from the bank or the U.S. Treasury for our tax return?
I don't expect one because they're not taxing me. The U.S. government is paying the tax or taking the tax off the top. Has nothing to do with me. This is, in fact, true. So why would I get a statement, get taxed, or anything else? No, I don't expect one. Ray, you want to say something? I'm sorry.
No. No comment at all. Okay.
Okay.
Fuse says it was an international entity that turned off Iraq's rate years ago and restricted its currency. With all of the required sanctions removed and Iraq having completed all requirements, is it plausible the rollout has to come from that same international entity and Iraq is waiting like we are?
Iraq is waiting like we are, I guess, because they're saying it's done, and they've done what they can do. So they are, in fact, waiting like we are. We are waiting, but they've done their portion of this. They've reinstated it. It's been, they are a sovereign nation, everything else. So they're just waiting for whatever we're waiting for, which, you know, we keep hearing the Treasury saying they release it to the banks, and the banks are trying to figure things out. And this morning, everybody at the bank is all excited. Something's happening. It's going to be good. You guys are going to like it, but we're not supposed to talk about it. So, I wonder what that could be. But we'll wait and see. But, no, believe me, Iraq wants this thing to be over yesterday. They're ready to be the seventh tiger. They're ready to be considered one of the richest nations in the world, everything else, and they've done their part. Everything else we see coming out of Iraq right now is a country continuing to grow, establish itself, and they're investing their money. Investing their money in infrastructure, people. Remember, they wanted everybody to be paid everything they were owed for the last 4 or 5 years by January the 12th. Today's the 8th. They set that January 12th date there for a reason. Just remember that. Okay. Next.
One second here. I'm reading over some of these questions.
Okay.
And it's clearly stuff that we have covered multiple times on calls. So I'm perplexed now and wondering if some of these people just don't pay attention or just don't listen to the calls, period, and now they want to start coming and asking questions. So so it's taking me a second to skip over stuff that I'm like, really? At this stage of the game, it's really depressing. All right, let me see what Life Talker says. The information you and Tony gave us last week was encouraging. Is this source you refer to from a government agency like Treasury, or is it someone from a banking source?
You know what? What, you don't want me to say that?
No, I was just thinking it was both from that. I'm trying to like exactly what they're referring to. We gave a lot of information last week, and it was from multiple sources. So you go ahead.
No, I was going to say that because some of it is actually both government source and even though the Treasury is part of the government, another government agency, just so you guys understand that. Plenty of it is from banks, and it's from multiple banks. Things they discuss coming out of the meetings, the different committees, and then memos that are received and actual instructions that are received. So kind of multiple sources in the bank and government. But here's a good thing, though, not just from ours, but from other people itself, other countries. That's the part I like, because they got to be sharing with the world, so everybody got to be hearing the same stuff or similar stuff. Okay?
Okay.
I think that answered that question.
Yes, I think so. I'm sure it did. Burbank Lou says, to pay off reserves, can we use money from an exchange of currency, or do we need other money? If you don't know now, will you know on the last call?
I don't even know that they're going to address that. Before it was you could only use the money that you had. If you go and do an exchange, you couldn't do it to buy more currency. But I don't know about doing it to pay off reserves. I'm pretty sure I would go in there and say, this is what I have currently. These are the reserves I have. And schedule my appointment to come back and do it. Let them know. And use that and pay it off. So I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay. TPBO
right,
says.
Oh.
Do you want to talk to some live ones?
No, go ahead. Do this one.
All right. Where was I? TTBO. How will the national holiday, Martin Luther King Day, next Monday, affect Forex and this event starting? If the 800 numbers don't come out this week, should we go ahead and contact a bank?
If the 800 numbers don't come out, what are you going to contact the bank and say? Now you sound like Texas people and their buses just pulling up to the bank. Hey, I want to do my exchange. Wait, I had to pick on Texas because we ain't did that in a while. But they just pulled up the bank. If the 800 numbers don't come out and you don't see it on Forex, there's no need to go to the bank. There's no need to call the bank because it hasn't happened. If we don't tell you it's happening, the rate has changed, and we will know. Then just to start calling the bank on the 15th doesn't make sense because the plan could change. I don't know. We told you what was last week, what the plan was. And actually, I told you why it changed because initially it was for January the 2nd so we could be done. Then they moved Forex to the 15th. So we would have that time frame because things happened and it changed and they didn't get to operate their plan because it's their plan. It's not my plan. It's their plan. So, no, I wouldn't be calling anybody. I don't know that Martin Luther King doesn't have anything to do with it because, unfortunately, everybody doesn't recognize Martin Luther King Day. And I'm not sure if Forex is open or not. But we will see. Let me see what day it is. Oh, that is, it's Monday. So, let's see what day is operational rates of exchange. What day is effective this month? Is it the 15th or 16th?
I haven't looked.
Somebody could
have to go look check and up. See.
Yeah. Tell you, because that's when I would look for it. Whatever day it is on this month. All right. All right, now we're live, right?
Okay, we can be. All right, let's go right. And see. Because some of these board questions are borderline depressing now. 423, area code, you are on.
Wow.
Wait, Ray said y'all depressing him. So go ahead. Good morning.
Is it me? Am I the 423 you're talking about?
Yes, it is you.
All right. All right. This is full of hope and icy Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? Tomorrow's going to be 60. So that's crazy. We've been so cold here. It'll be like springtime for the next 3 days. So that'll be good. Tony, it seems like with all the special calls this weekend that you felt like it was going to happen today, because you had said before markets close on Friday and they recalculate everything, it'd be an opportune time to come for it to happen on Monday. Well, whether you did think it was going to come today or not, it did seem like you were preparing for that. And then you say, well, this is what they have planned now, but it could change. is the whole world waiting on the United States for this thing to revalue internationally? Do we hold the key for that, our banks?
We hold the key for that. We've always held the key for that because it was our plan.
Okay.
We're the ones who initiated this. So right. I'm going to give credit to, Bush and Cheney and the other guy across the water, whose name they don't want me to say for some reason. But anyway,
right.
You guys know who it is because I've said enough time. But this is their master plan. So,
right.
Yes, they hold the key. They do hold the key.
Mm-hmm.
Or we do hold the key. I shouldn't say they because they turned it over. But go ahead.
Right. Well, what just concerns me is, for so long, it seems like we've been ready, like any minute type thing. Of course, now it is totally different that Iraq has really revalued. But could they keep thinking that there's got to be one more thing done forever? I mean, could it go on for weeks and months if they want it to? Or is there like a time period that say, okay, once it revalues in the country, it has to go international in this period of time for business purposes or whatever? Is there anything like that to put the cap on it?
I was always told they had 10 days. Okay.
Have they used up 10 days?
It was before Christmas, so they've used up 10 days, whether 10 business days or not. I don't know that changed. I mean, they're a sovereign country. I know they want it out, so they're not holding it by choice. And they've wanted it out for years, but now they've done every single thing they need to do for it to be released.
Right.
So, did we want it out was always the question. When did we want it out? Did they meet all the agreements? And now they have, or they wouldn't have been released.
Right.
So now it's, what are we waiting for in our system?
Mm-hmm.
So people say we were waiting on the tax. Well, the tax is done. That's here.
Right.
You know? We were waiting on to change their banking law. They changed their banking laws. That's all done.
Mm.
We were waiting on the bank to change the way they're going to roll this out. Well, so far they have changed the way they rolled it out in the time frame. So we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten calls from Treasury buyout saying, hey, it's been released. So it's really up to them. But we got calls from the bank saying, I'm looking at it right here. I mean, as even Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it is right here. I'm looking at it. It says administrative hold. So until they take that off, we can't do anything. Okay.
Mm.
So is the bank waiting for some key? Because Treasury said they released it to them. The number showed up. It's on administrative hold.
Yeah.
Are they waiting for something to do? Or is there, I mean, was it this reconciliation they were trying to do? Hey, let's just clean this up and get it on since we're right here, which all took place yesterday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which something's happening in the bank today that they're all excited about but not supposed to talk about. But
mm-hmm.
as it says, you're going to absolutely love it when it's completed. The only thing I'm going to love is an RV. I'll tell you. So.
Really?
At least the money. That's what I'm going to absolutely love. So.
Get us to the box.
Hopefully that's what they're looking for. But I know we're right there that close. There's nothing else they need to do. So that can only mean it's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Are you like 100% sure it'll happen before the 15th?
I'm not 100% anything. So
You're not.
Again, because I don't control it. If I did, it'd be done. But I can tell you, again, the plan went from the 2nd on 4X to the 15th on 4X.
Mm-hmm.
So, and unless that changes to something else, and I get a call and say, okay, for some reason, I don't know. Now,
right.
I'll tell you guys, there's some people out there who feel that Ray is giving you guys way too much information. They don't care about Tony, but they say Ray. He's way too much information.
Right?
Causes problems. And to that, I'm going to say, hey, if it was too much information, they wouldn't be giving it to us. So that's all. And just the fact that some of it changed. I firmly believe, guys, this is my belief, and I'm telling you, they absolutely positively have agreed you're going to share in this. You're going to share in this wealth. They want you to have it, but they also want you to be prepared for it too. Now, they also have to go through and prepare the system to absorb all of this money that's about to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things they've been going through, and they got to get it there. People are saying, complaining, well, the banks are holding it up. The banks are holding it because they're making the money because it's sitting there in the system and they're making the overnights and they're doing this and that. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If you think they're stealing from you now, you just wait till you put that money in the bank. See what happens. Okay. No, honestly, they probably didn't like that part. But here's the fact of the matter is, if they're making money now, what do you think they're going to make when all this money is free flowing through them? I mean, 100 times over. Because now they're making interest on the money before they give it to you, after they give it to you, while they're holding it for you. And then they get to go 10 times that new amount you just put in there. Mm-hmm. That's the money they want. They're just dealing with money now. But as soon as this happens, just think 10 times every single deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
this is going to blow your mind here for a minute, guys. Because you're going to deposit $100,000, right? And they're going to go 10 times that, and that's a million. But because now they got that million, you got your 100,000, you're going to give 10,000 to your brother, 10,000 to your sister. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to deposit, and then they're going to go 10 times that. And that's another 100,000 they get to go out. And it's going to happen over and over and over again. Do you think they are not waiting for that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know what would really help everybody? I mean, everybody. If you Google, how do banks work? How do banks work? And it used to be if you go down to the third one, it will make it so elementary for you. You'll probably be mad at the bank for not giving you 25% interest a year, but you will understand it. How do banks work? And go down to it. Okay. So I do not think they're intentionally holding it up just to be holding it, just to be getting the money, because they're going to get the money as soon as this happens.
Right. But you don't really have any idea what the exact reason is they're holding it up. It's just like they're holding it up.
I don't have any idea what the specific reason is. They just won't tell me that. But there's plenty of things out there that were being done, being held up. But even all of those have been accomplished. So I don't even see a good reason. And I want to say, you know, if they weren't ready, then they weren't ready in December when they tried to do it either. Or November. Or last August. Or April when they tried to do it either. So... I know they're ready. I know their people are trained. I know the centers are there. So, hey, we went through the main centers, not every little single exchange center. But so we know there's one in Dallas. You know, there was one in Raleigh. There's one in San Francisco. What was the other place, Ray? I can't remember. Dallas, Raleigh, San Francisco. Me too. But anyway, they've been there, and those are kind of like their hubs in each area. And then they have their little branches out, which are your bank branches and banks and things that they're setting up. So we know there's a plan. We know they're ready. We know their people have been trained, everything else. And we just have to go from there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel frustrated, or are you pretty good?
Well, I'm good until you guys frustrate Ray with some of the questions.
I've never heard Ray use the word depressed before. But, you know, it is frustrating because you get kind of excited and then you feel let down. It's just that emotional thing, you know, that just happens. I mean, we're just people, you know, and you try not to get excited, but then you do, and then you feel a little bit, you know, disappointed when it doesn't happen. But anyway, thank you all for all the information you are giving. And hopefully within the next week we'll be seeing it and then figuring out what to do on the other side of it.
That's right. And let me tell you, today is my wife's birthday, which I thought was a perfect day to do it on. So that would be a great day because then I could never forget it, right? I mean, but I thought that last year about my birthday too. So, but when we hear it could be any moment, any day when bank people call us because, you know, we get that so much, and they're all excited, and they're on standby. So Saturday, I forgot to tell you, he said, we're on the highest alert. we just went on the highest alert.
Mm.
So I said, okay. But this was wealth managers. So why you put wealth manager on high alert? And then I call the exchange center and the call center, and you know, they're saying, well, ain't nobody called us. We don't know nothing about it. I'm saying, okay. So you guys go up and down on the calls, and I understand because they're ready. We go up and down hourly. Every 2 hours, it's up, it's down. It's good, it's ready to go. It's not, it's, you know, this time, because all the information is good. So what I've done lately, and you guys know, is I just accept the fact it could be every day. Every day I wake up, this could be the day.
Mm-hmm.
To, I know it should be done by the 15th till they tell me something else. So it didn't happen today. Okay, it gives them a shorter time period to get us through.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they eagerly want us through before it goes on 4X.
Mm-hmm.
So either we got to go or they got to move it. Now, do we need it to go on 4X? Do we need the actual announcement to be made to start? No. They can just start sending us through because it's been released. Then
mm-hmm.
they announce it. Then CBI can announce to the world we're back because we've already gone through. They don't
mm-hmm.
have to wait for us to do it because the bank is setting the rates now, the contract
mm-hmm.
rates, higher rates, negotiated rates, all that. I just don't know, again, if they can do that after it goes on 4X.
Right.
So they'd have to do it prior to. So that's what we're waiting for. We're just waiting for our go signal, not really
mm-hmm.
for the CBI to change or 4X. We're waiting for go for the internet groups. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Ray. Bless you all.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Texas, bye-bye. 512 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
First, I want to say to Tony, thank you for being here again. We've missed you a whole lot. We've missed but we're happy that you're back. I do want to tell you that your brother Ray has done a fantastic job, so you have a little competition. So anyhow,
okay.
My question. Okay, no, you're both wonderful, and I've learned so much in the past 5 years. I can't even begin to thank you enough. But I am not a professional banker or anything like that, or I'm a right-brain person, so my questions may seem a little simplistic, but I just need clarification. I think you, Tony, on the last call, I'm not sure which one said it, that $1.50 was the exchange fee or that
oh,
was
no.
proposed
oh,
exchange?
Oh. Wait, first of all, let me make this clear. Anything
okay.
coming out of Texas has nothing to do with right brain or left brain. It's just Texas. That's just how they are.
Okay.
That's
all right.
So, yes, he the last transaction, so he said he completed at 1.5%.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
so,
this is my question. Is that the same
okay.
as the spread fee? Or the difference, the gap between the buy and the sell? Tony Ray's talked a lot about the gap between the buy and sell. Is that the spread fee?
No.
And
no.
is that the same as the exchange? Oh, that's not. And that's not the same as the exchange fee.
It is the
so
same as an exchange fee. It is the same.
Okay.
The exchange fee is the fee that the bank is charging you to complete your exchange.
Okay. Okay.
All right. The spread,
okay.
what Ray was telling you about, between the buy and sell is a profit margin that the currency dealers or the banks are making when you buy or sell.
Okay, so basically when we go to the bank, if I hear you correctly, we have two charges, the spread fee or the buy and sell and the exchange fee.
Okay, so you're selling, right?
That's correct.
All right. So, and I'm just making these numbers up right now.
Okay.
So you can see the difference. If
Thank
the bank
you.
Is if the rate is $5.20.
Okay.
We're looking at that. And the bank says
That'd
that's
nice.
How much it costs to buy it. $5.20 is the rate to buy. Then if okay. you're going to, and they're saying, hey, you know, we're making pennies on that 520 because you're buying it from us. But now okay. you want to sell it to us, and I know the rate is 520, then selling it to us, we're only going to give you 480. That's what we'll give
okay.
you, 480. That 40 cents in between is the difference. That's the bank's fee. That's what they're making off of it now. They're going to make that 40 cents
okay.
per dinar.
Okay.
Which
okay.
they're supposed to because that's their business, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going in for the exchange. They're saying, you're not selling it to us for the 480 like a regular deal. So we're going to give you the exchange rate straight across the board, that 520.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to charge 1.5% for doing that so we can get paid because this is a different deal than your regular currency exchange, buying and selling. It's a totally different deal. So now we need that 1.5 or 2% to get paid off of it, and we've decided to do that instead of making the difference between the 480
and the
520.
So we don't have to worry about the buy sell anymore. We it's going to be supposedly a flat 1.5 exchange.
No, I know somebody that paid 2%. But here's the
Ooh.
Thing.
Oh.
I actually know somebody who paid zero. And that's what I was trying to explain
Ooh.
To you guys last week.
Oh. Yeah,
okay.
Well, I heard that it was negotiable, so we just kind of – and I heard – I took to heart all of your suggestions of how to negotiate, so thank you for that. But I guess
okay.
then to my clarification then is that if we – negotiate and have an exchange fee, we don't have to worry about a spread fee or a buy-sell fee, or gap, I mean.
You shouldn't. That's going to be the rate.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, it's not on Forex yet, and they're going to say this is the exchange rate across the board for everybody.
Okay.
Now, these are the
okay.
contract rates. These are the level 1, 2, 3 rates. So there are different
right.
rates out there. But they're all set up for this exchange.
Okay. The level 1 and 3, you mean tiers? Or am I misinterpreting that?
Yes. Yes. No, you're correct. Exactly what I meant.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, this has clarified it for me so much, and I really appreciate it. And thank you, and have a blessed day.
Okay,
okay.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
South Carolina.
Okay.
864 area code.
That me, Rick?
864, South Carolina. That's you.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. I had a question concerning dropping the zeros. You got the decimal point, 5 zeros in front of the 12. And is this to multiply for all the different denominations?
For all the different, yes. And that, instead of dropping the zeros, they did it like that so you wouldn't have to worry about dropping zeros. And it made it
but
easier.
But that's effectively dropping 5 zeros off each one of them. That means that the millions are only going to be worth about $100 and the thousands are about 12 cents. So effectively, you're telling us to buy the trillions because that's about the only thing that's going to pay on the beach.
How much is the trillion going to be worth?
120
and
12 cents.
120
million.
120 for one
note.
Trillions. For one note. So that's 60 million for a 50 trillion note, right?
Right.
So for a billion note would be, a billion note would be 12 million.
6,000. Yeah. Might not be 12,000 from the math that I did if you're dealing with the, billion notes, and the million notes are only $120 for 100 million.
$100 billion?
Yeah.
You're doing billion right now. $100 billion is worth what?
I didn't do that, but I would think it would be more around $12,000.
So we went from $120 million to $12 million. Right? Yep.
Right. When you multiply with those 5 zeros, that's why I was wondering, you said they not dropped the zeros, but they actually dropped the 5 zeros on each one with their decimal point. And I was wondering why nobody asked the question, so I decided I would go ahead and ask today.
Because of what you just said, it's easier on the back end than it was for it to be 0.12 and then figure out 6 zeros on this note, 5 zeros on this note, 3 zeros on this note. If they put it on that back end, they didn't have to worry about what note it was. It all came out the same.
So I guess what we were hearing, it wasn't dropping any zeros on the meter. That's why a lot of people bought the 500 meters and the 100 meters and whatnot. Now they're not taking 500 meters, which I just heard 2 minutes ago.
That
put us in a different situation. The reason why they're buying those meters is because 500 meters, that would be more than 100 trillion based on not dropping any zeros. But if they multiply everything by the same number, then it's dropping those zeros on each note. It doesn't matter what the note is. Correct.
You said the 500 million would be more than the trillion number?
When they were telling us they were not going to drop any zeros on the million, any of the millions. If they didn't drop any zeros, the 500 million has been 5 times 100 trillion because they were dropping 6 zeros according to what we were learning. That's why everybody started buying those 500 million.
But what were you being told? Because you keep saying they.
Well,
so let's articulate
some of that. You guys told us 150 trillion. I bought those.
Thanks.
I heard other stuff, and they weren't with the millions that they weren't going to drop any zero. That's why everybody started buying these 100 millions and 500 millions because that was out there. So I bought some because they were saying it. But now I'm smart enough to know that I need to get what you guys said, and then I went back to buying the trees again after I looked at the multiplier of the cost. I heard Tony say that they're not dropping any zeros, but effectively you're putting the decimal point five zeros behind the decimal point. That drops 5 zeros automatically. And if that's the multiplier, that's going to drop 5 zeros on any note that we take in. There's the way I
You're absolutely correct. Because that is it, and that's why they did it that way, because it was easier to do and apply to every individual note. That's
okay,
exactly
so
what
basically
they did.
Told us that smart buyers now will know what to buy if they know how to do that.
Well, that's right. If you do, even if it didn't come out to, which is absolutely ridiculous as far as I'm concerned, but we're 120 million. And it came out to the 12 million. Those were the notes to buy. 100 trillion, 50 trillion. I would have never, personally, and haven't, ever bought anything less than that. Because that never made any sense to me. And guys who've been in this for years, they bought those 100 trillion notes for a dollar, for $2, you know, for $10. And now I hear they're $100 a piece. And everybody could have been there. And I personally wouldn't care if it was $100 right now. If it's going to give me $120 million, that's better than any dinar in the world. Okay? So that still makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else.
I appreciate what you guys have taught us. I've learned a lot over the years. I want to say thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, 919 North Carolina, you are on.
Is that me?
North Carolina?
919?
Yep, that's
you.
That's you.
Oh, great. How are you guys doing today?
Super
pretty
fantastic.
Good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Let's see here. I'm looking at my notes. I have a few more questions about the Zoom. The first thing is, the last time, I believe, Ray, you mentioned specifically that the Zoom would be floating. Is that correct?
They did say that the rate was going to float between 0000010 and 0000022.
So 10 to 22, in other words, cents.
Okay. Yes.
I'm asking. Okay. So there are no contract rates for the ZIM. Is that correct?
No.
I haven't heard of any contract rates for ZIM.
Well, yes, there are some contract rates for the ZIM.
Okay.
Will those be
now
available for... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said you had to have a humanitarian project, and you have to submit the project to the bank, your exchange. You had to have a... was it a trust foundation? Something set up here. I have to go back over. But you go to the bank. Yeah, you have a trust set up for it. Then you have to, it has to be approved, an approved trust and plan, which has to be, and it's really kind of convoluted, you guys, but it has to be partnered up with somebody in Africa, and then it has to be paid out kind of an 80-20. But the rate is not pennies. The rate is dollars. And it's really kind of convoluted. But if you go into the bank when they're doing the ZIM, they will explain it to you, and then they may give you a period of time to get it set up based on the criteria they give you if you want to go through that to get that rate. So bottom line is, yes, it is there, but there's a procedure to get it, and yes, it is in the dollars instead of pennies.
Okay. For the regular rate for the ZIM, the, you know, 10 to 22 cents, you mentioned on this call today that it would be paid out over 25 years. Is that period of time negotiable at all?
I don't know, because they says, you know, it was going to be paid out over 100 years. So now for it to be down to 25 years, I'll have to ask. That's a good question I'll ask. And I guess it's depending on your amount. But even if you had one note at 120, that's $5 million a year, right? At 25
right.
years. But you get paid interest on your money, right? And if you got 10% interest a year, that's another $10 million. So that's $15 million a year for 25 years that you get your money.
So they are definitely not doing the plan that they had a while ago where there would be like a cap, like you said, at one point, the $500 million, and then the rest would be paid out. It would be everything spread out, because what you just said is, it seems like, you know, the whole
over
thing
25
would be
years, right?
segmented.
Yeah.
Right, so
well,
it wouldn't
it
be
different.
You get to a certain amount.
I don't know, but, you know, I will ask that question, because before it was $12 million a note, though, when they had that cap at $500 million. So they could still have – hold up, wait a minute. Oh. So that question I had to ask, I'm going to have to ask as far as the $500 million before they go to the 25 years. But we will find out, okay?
Okay. Let's see here. What else do I have? For the bonds, is there a limited amount of time that bond will be offered for? Is it just like for the so-called internet group?
Well, Let me tell you guys this. No, it's probably going to be for a period of time. I know the rate is supposed to go up ridiculously high over the next 18 months. So it has to be in place at least that long. And it's not just the internet group. Well, I'm going to say it's not just the internet group, but I'm pretty sure we're the only ones who have this in. Nobody else out there. No. You guys remember when the Zim first became available, so I want to give you some history on it, too. We got the call from our treasury guy. Said, hey, you need to get this. These are the two, like I said, the AAA, 89, no, what, 2008, 2009, 100 trillion notes, 50 trillion notes. So once we started putting it out on the call, it went from less than 1,000 people having those notes to 2,000 people having those notes, and then 5,000 people was the last count I got, or the only ones who have Zim, out of the 6 or 8 million people who had dinar. Now, over the period of years since that's been, there may be 10 or 20,000 people that have Zim notes, and that's all they're concerned with. Okay?
Okay. I just realized what you were answering. That actually wasn't what I was asking. When I said bonds, I meant the municipal bonds. I just realized you meant
because
of Zim as a bond.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the treasury notes as
yes.
bonds. Okay, well,
I understand what you mean.
Right.
I realized what you were saying as we were talking, but I'm now referring to the municipal bonds. Sorry.
Okay, what about them?
Will they be offered for a limited time?
Oh, I don't know.
So
I think
are they
they're trying to offer them during the exchange, but I'm sure once you know about them, I mean, you could go and get involved in it. You might say, I might do it, but, yeah, let me check it out and, you know, see what the city's doing, what they plan on doing with the bonds, and then apply it that way. And you know, once they sell those bonds probably to the general public, the rate and everything is set, you might be able to negotiate it during your exchange. I would think would probably be the only difference.
Okay. So we're able to negotiate it, whereas the general public would not. That's the difference.
That's what I think. Now, nobody's told me
okay.
hard and fast because they don't know because they just came up with this last week and they were trying to get it out there. And, you know, hey, we really need you guys to put this information out. This is what's going to happen during the exchange. So we did that. But they didn't even have all the questions themselves, so all the answers to the questions. All right.
Okay. One last thing, I'm sorry. Just for clarifications, purpose with the bond, if I wanted to, I could leave money in the bond and then also leave money in the bank to increase my rate. I could do both. It's not an either or situation.
No, I don't believe it's either or. No. So I believe you could do both.
Okay.
You say this is what I'm willing to do, guys. This is all a negotiation. Your wealth manager,
that's
you moving your money. They want to keep your money. And they don't care how they keep it. I mean, the bank wants to keep it because they get to make money off of it. Now the municipalities, they give them that. You're helping your community. You know, it's helping our economy. If they can get all the dinar people to do that, man, we're going to have an economic boom this year because everybody has money in cities and everything else to go out and do all the construction projects and everything, the rebuilding of America, everything else that they've been waiting for. And it's financed through us.
Okay. Also, I just remember
right.
one other thing. Can you tell me how much Zim is required to be what would be considered a whale? Ray, you a long time ago mentioned, I think it was something like 20 notes, if my memory serves me correctly. So I was just wondering if there is a current figure, and that's all that I had.
Ray?
I know of no new numbers.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Okay. Thank you guys so
all
much.
Right. Thank
Have a
you.
Great day.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey,
all righty.
Did you send out that text I just sent you? Did you see it?
No.
Okay, just send it and, you know, see what the response. Okay.
It'll be a minute before I see it.
Oh, it's too long.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, we have Maryland. 410 area code. Wait a minute, that didn't. Let me do it again.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Marilyn. I muted you again by mistake. It should open back up. Come on, thing. Now what's going on? Hold on, Marilyn. Don't disappear. What is this thing doing? There we are. Okay.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, sir.
Super fantastic.
I love it. I love it. I love that. Just a question for you guys. It seems like you mentioned earlier in the call there's been a couple of questions that have been repeated, and clearly maybe there's some new people that have gotten involved with this particular aspect of what we're doing here as being a part of this community. And maybe you can walk them through.
No.
No,
there's no way possible that could happen.
No, but I know we couldn't walk it through. No,
because we are, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm reading questions from members of TNT that the only way they could post the questions is they'd have to be board members. We haven't been accepting any new board members in quite some time. So it's not brand new people just coming to the game.
Interesting. Well, that's very interesting then. So that's kind of scary, actually, if people are going to get this wealth and you have to keep reiterating certain things that should be already known. I guess my question to you and Tony is, when we get the numbers to call the 800, should we tell them a breakdown of our currency and the amounts and how many we have of each note? And then they tell us, okay, come in with XYZ amount of notes. And when we get the overall, say, for example, as an example, we have what we think based on what the rates are right now. I'm just going to throw out a number, $20 million, just a low ball. Do we automatically take, say I have about $200,000 in dinar, do we take that money and separate it from everything else that we get into a separate account?
Okay. Let me tell you how this was designed to work, and then we'll see how it does work. So the guy on the 800 number is not your exchange guy.
Okay.
So he may, his purpose is to see how much you have, which currencies you have, and send you to a branch that can handle that amount. That's his only job. Okay. And to get your information so he can set up your appointment at the branch that qualifies or you qualify to go to. Once you go in there, everything else was happening. So you got to decide. We're doing the calls. Everybody's doing the calls. Hopefully we're able to post the rates or by the time, we should know what our rates are. If you're waiting for a 4X, you'll absolutely know what the rates are. You need to decide, am I going to do this in one transaction? Because that's what they want you to do. Bring in as much as you can. Let's get it over with. Let's get all your currency exchanged so we don't have to do this two or three times. Let's send you to your wealth manager, and then you decide what you're going to do with your money from there. Because the bank, the 800 number call, should take 3 minutes. That's what you're supposed to do. 3 minutes. Get your information. Get you off the phone. Take next call. Next call. The exchange is supposed to take no longer than 20 minutes. We just need you in, fill out the documents, take your numbers. Do we need to do 20 minutes? You should be out the door because I got to be on to the next person. Everything from there should take place at your wealth manager's office. So whether you're designated one right there in the spot, you go back and the bank looks at it, you call them, they look at your account numbers and say, oh, yeah, we got to give this guy because you qualify for this. Because there's different levels of wealth managers, too. Hope you guys understand that because everybody doesn't know how to deal, with the larger number of accounts. So there's different levels. And you have to do what you feel comfortable with. I want all this going in. I want to negotiate 6 months on this. I want to negotiate my interest rate on this because I'm doing all that right there at the exchange. I can.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this done because that's what they're supposed to be doing. If not, then, okay, I need to do that at the wealth manager. That's where I split it up. Do I want to take it all in and negotiate on as much as I can, or do I want to hold some back, you know, because whatever your concern might be. I might can get a higher rate on Forex than I can get based on how much you have. Everybody has to remember that. The more
That's
you
right.
have, then you don't even have to be concerned with what Forex doing anything else. They're going to make you an offer, and you can negotiate because they want to keep that in the bank. The
That's
less
right.
you have, then the more you have to kind of weigh, do I want to take their offer, or I know that the dinar should go up to, you know, $6, $7, $8, $10. They're not going to offer somebody with 500,000 dinar or a million dinar that's $6, $7, $8 or $10. It's just not. I'm just telling you that.
Right.
I don't even know that you can negotiate that much with that. So that person may say, I might have to play this Forex game and figure it out so I can get those extra couple of dollars that I need. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you guys for talking about that. I appreciate it. And I don't know if it's I don't want to be disrespectful here or anything. I know you talk about some of your bank sources and whatnot. Without indulging too much, do they have skin in the game? In a sense of having own being a part of the currency community?
I'm going to say they do, and I'm saying that because it's true, but I'm also going to tell you some of them signed waivers saying that they did not and would not. And,
gotcha.
And I'm going to say because it's true. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that All helps, right. though. I think a lot of people would feel, you know, knowing that, okay, wink, wink, yeah, we don't have currency, but realistic, they may have some and know what's going on without getting in too much trouble. But it also helps with the validity and knowing when sources are telling you stuff, it just makes you feel pretty much at ease that, yeah, this is good stuff that's coming out as far as intel or, you know, timing of things. So thank you for sharing that for us. And you guys have a great day today.
All right, thanks, Ian.
All right.
And
thank you,
you
sir.
Guys need to know that these bank people are just as excited as you are. I mean, they're just as frustrated as you are when it doesn't happen, too, because they're seeing it firsthand. They're seeing it on the screens, or they're getting the memos, or they're called into the meetings to be told things and only for it not to happen, not to happen, not to happen. Believe me, you don't think they're sharing with friends and family and guaranteeing them, look, I know this is happening because it's my job, it's what I do. Well, I'm part of Team A, I'm part of Team B. I mean, you can go to locations. You don't think that's happening? That's been called being human. I mean, I know it's not supposed to happen. They know it's not supposed to happen. But guess what else happens? We got 27 congressmen and senators who are walking off the job this year. And basically walking off, supposed to be 61 a couple years ago. So they probably left 27. I'm not running for office because I'm going to have too much money to do this BS. Okay. Guess what? There's some people in this banking system who's saying, I'm here, but believe me, I'll be in line right behind you when it happens, and I'm gone. That's just the reality. All right. Next.
Okay, let's get clarification on the ZIM. Quite a few folks are texting back in saying you're saying 3A instead of 2A. Do you want to clarify?
It was AAA notes. Wasn't it AAA notes? Okay, it was AA.
Double A notes.
I have to go look at mine. Did you look at yours?
Yeah, well, go look at yours. All I've ever had a double A note.
He said, go look at mine. I didn't even know.
If you have some with AAA on them, then I guess I'll need to send you one or two of my notes. I only have about four or five. But because I don't think you can be able to do anything if you have some AAA.
No. Well, that's the answer, then. You already know. Whatever I was saying.
Well, I just wanted to let you say that up here because they're listening to you, and then and since they can text me and can't text you, they texted me. Stone saying he says AAA. Well,
I
wasn't really picking up on it, but. Well, if you have some with AAA on it, and I don't, one of us is in trouble. So one of us is going to have to look out for the other one. But anyway, we'll get one or two more callers in here real quick. 601 area code. You're on. Mississippi. 601.
Hi. Is that me? Hello.
Right. Yes. Can you turn your television down?
Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Thank you.
Hey. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you something. The Downs or the Norris, are they going to lead to the zeros? Or are they going to leave them?
Okay. Say that again.
What?
I said on the dinars and the domes, are they going to delete the zeros?
Oh, okay.
No. You said on the dinar and dong, are they going to delete the zeros? No.
Not for our change. There's a certain amount you got to have to exchange.
Say it again?
Is it a certain amount that you got to have to exchange?
Is there a certain amount that you have to exchange?
Yeah.
No. Nope. You have a 10,000 note, 5,000 note, 100,000 note, doesn't matter.
Okay. On either one, huh?
No, not on the dong. They're exchanging all notes here in the U.S. They're no longer giving them or letting them exchange the 000 notes in Iraq, though.
Okay. I bet, is Chase Bank going to be doing it, or do you know? Do y'all know what bank?
Oh, yeah. Ray has a whole list of banks right now. He got, 60-something banks that exchange it right now, today. But the other banks will be exchanging it when it happens. But I do believe Chase Bank will be a bank. Wells Fargo will be a bank. Citibank will be a bank. Bank of America will be a bank. Now, certain banks, Chase and I think B of A, have decided that they only want to deal with their own customers, maybe TBI. Wells Fargo is the only bank that has to take everyone because they've been made to the foundation, but the people who they don't want to deal with, they figure they have a small amount of cash, they're just going to run through anyway, don't want to, show investments, that type thing. It will make them move their money within 30 days. Can you guys hear me?
What about
Regent?
Regent is going to be in.
What about what?
Regent Bank.
Who? Oh, Regent Bank. Yeah, Regent Bank is already on the list, yes. Yep.
Okay.
I know on your list, right?
The dollars and – is that the dollars and the dollars?
Well, I believe so.
Somebody told me
that wait a minute. Ray, is on your list? What are you saying?
I didn't say anything. I'm just listening. But I don't disclose the list until it's time to disclose the list. Because I want people calling banks needlessly.
I didn't know that.
And doing unnecessary things. So I don't disclose what's on the list for that purpose. But everyone will know everything, the entire list, at the appropriate time. It's going to be posted on the site, and you will have easy access to the entire list of all 72 banks that we have now and credit unions. You will be able to get it unless you don't have internet. If you don't have internet, then you go to a library, you will be able to access it.
I have to go to a library.
And guys, once we announce it, no, he's just saying if you didn't have a computer. But once we announce it, you'll be able to call your own bank and ask them if they do it. They'll let you know.
It's So y'all tell it on a
okay.
call if it happens, y'all. Yeah. Okay. Thank
we
you.
Plan on doing a call right now. I've always planned on doing a call as soon as it happened, announcing it, announcing what we know we can get from our bank people immediately. These are the rates, and giving you guys all the help that we can give you as far as the initial call, unless something happens. And I mean, they want us to put it out, so I know that. They want us to put it out on the site to get it started. But until I have to sign an NDA saying I can't, we're going to be right here getting paid because we can all figure it out together, okay?
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you all.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Ohio 419, you are on.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, where do you live at?
Sandusky, Cedar Point. Sandusky.
Cedar Point. That's somewhere
yeah.
near, yeah,
on the lake.
So you guys are supposed to have, what is it, Category 3 snowstorm today or what?
No, it's going through already right now. It just everything's melting right now. It's in the, almost 40 degrees up here now. So we're doing good.
Almost 40 degrees? Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Ooh. We're climbing. Climbing supposed to be in the 50s on Thursday, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say that guy that was talking about you having you guys reiterate same old questions, he did the same thing. That what he asked been the same thing, been asked for so many times, I don't know how, you know, I can't count. But so, you know, I'm like, really? But also, Tony was talking about too much information that Ray give, but Ray airs on the caution side, so Tony, you the joker in the car. You're the wild card. But I wanted to ask, yeah, you know I'm right. But I wanted to ask, as far as these countries that's been going over there signing contracts and everything, are they still doing that? Is that any significance for us?
They're still doing it. They were signing contracts on Saturday. Well, the significance to us is, first of all, why would they be doing that if the country was worthless and the money was still worthless? Because they knew it was going to happen, or it already has happened in country, and they know that. Their contracts, so I got to text Sarah and say, okay, they signed their contracts, but there's no new rate. I said, there is a new rate. It's in the contract. That's all just because they didn't announce it to us on Saturday. Everybody's been signing contracts with the new rate already in them. So when it comes public, because they're not publishing their actual contracts and agreements until that time. What does it mean to us? Again, it's not about today. It's about 5 years from today, 10 years from today, when our country still has all this dinar as reserve currency. When we're using it to buy barrels of oil, remind me to go back to that. To buy barrels of oil that is solidifying that country and its foundation so that we didn't just get paid. Because, again, if they paid all of us for this dinar today and next year this time that country collapsed, what's going to be backing all those dollars they gave us? All that digital currency and everything else that was supposed to be Basel III compliant.
Okay.
We need Iraq to be a stable country forever for this to be part of it. As long as these dollars they're giving us are flowing, which will be forever, there had to be something to back them up, which is Iraq and oil. They're building Iraq to be the next Dubai. Okay? Not just the oil. They do not want it to be a oil-rich country. They want it to be oil, but they want it to be a functioning economy. That's why all those countries, contractors, and investors are going over there, because that's what the true opportunity is. But it's not at 11.29, 11.59. It's at 3.73. It's at $5 to $6 like it's supposed to be for the next 18 months and everything else. what I was going to get back to, you guys got to remember, Iraq oil is selling at $60 a barrel, right? Goes up to $100 a barrel. Okay. So we have a contract with Iraq. I'm going to try to say how to say this because he did. Let's say we got, let's say I'm going to say maybe we wish, or as an example, we have contracted with Iraq through our agreement with the countries that that $100 barrel of oil, $60 barrel of oil, okay, if it drops down to $20 barrel oil, or goes up to $120, which has been, we get that barrel of oil for $2. We want them to be a stable country. You have to understand. This thing is built to function for years, not days, not for 14 days where everybody doesn't do their exchange. This is long-term generational wealth for our country, not just our families. So every contract, every deal that's being done in Iraq right now to build their foundation concerns us.
Okay. So after the 15th, when Forex supposed to, this thing's supposed to hit Forex, and if it don't happen, what we're looking at after that, if it don't happen on the 15th?
I don't know till they tell me.
As far as the window.
So far they haven't told me. So, okay. Hey, this is what happened. I mean, we will absolutely, more than likely, 9 out of 10, say, hey, this was the plan, but this didn't, this happen. Just because this changed. Or we got that part done, but we didn't get that done. Or, you know, and as usually, it's been always dealing with Iraq. We want them to do something else, something else, something else. But they have now done all they can do. They're a sovereign nation. They've reinstated the rate because that's what had to happen. The rate was reinstated plus interest plus some more. I don't want to use this particular word because they might have got mad and said, I know that's exactly from us. But anyway, that's what put the rate at the 371 where it was. But that had to happen and, in fact, did happen. So now they're saying, okay, we can't even do the next part until it's released. So they're sitting there waiting just like we are. Now, are they upset, frustrated in that? Not really, because in country, and long as they have the MasterCard out of country, they got money. They got exactly what they've been waiting for. And on by the 12th, they'll be paid every dime that they're owed, every citizen at every position. That's the plan right now. So they're happy. Even as a country, they know they have their rate. They're signing contracts. People are giving them money now, everything else. So the only ones frustrated right now are me and you.
Okay. Now I have a request.
Oh, wait. Ray's frustrated, too. But
you're
only frustrated because you guys keep asking him the same question. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, this is not a question. This is a request. Okay. Everybody talks about, they'll mention banks is doing this, banks is doing that, but they don't define is Iraq over in Iraq or is it over in the U.S. And so I would ask if you guys, you'd probably say we have been doing so, but I'll put the question to you anyway. If you can define what banks are you talking about? Are you talking about our banks in the U.S. or are you talking about activity in the Iraq bank? That's all I have.
Okay. And sometimes we've been talking about both. As far as the ATMs, the rate changes, people going in, that's Iraq banks. As far as people being trained on the ATMs over there, that's Iraq banks doing that. Okay. Because they're sitting, and they're just slowly spreading throughout the country. Let's see, they started in the green zone in Baghdad and it's growing out. Same thing, they started in Kurdistan, is going out, but they still got all the desert people and everybody else to try and get to as far as the banking system. Convincing them to use the bank and then putting ATMs out in those areas where they're safe and protected and getting people used to using them. That stuff just doesn't happen overnight, guys. It may take them months and even years to get to some regions, but what they did was issued the Q card, the MasterCard, now the Visa card, to make sure everybody had one of those. So they don't have to roll out currency everywhere. They don't have to roll out the lower denominations everywhere because they're teaching everybody just use your card. And you can pay the exact amount that's supposed to be there. You don't have to get change. So that's what's going over there. When we say the rates are there, it's sitting there administrative hold. These are the numbers, or they're excited this morning. We're talking about U.S. banks.
Okay.
Does that clarify?
Yes. Well, anytime you guys talk about banks, if you can just define. Okay, we're talking about banks.
Okay.
We're talking about U.S. banks, or we're talking about Iraq bank. Anytime you talk about banks, if you can define which one you're talking about. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Tennessee, 615. Did that one pop up? Yeah, there we go. 615, Tennessee, you're on. 615. Okay, we're going to 386, Florida. You are on.
Is that me by chance?
Yes, that
yes,
is
Yes, sir.
You.
I have one question for you about the ZIP.
Okay.
You've mentioned the hundreds and the 50s, then you drop down to the billions. What about the 10 and 20 trillions?
We're on the list. Now, again, I'll say go in there and try everything. There were 8 currencies on the list, guys. Nothing I can do about the list. I just say there were 8 currencies on it. So maybe those were the major 8. I don't know. I know they have a lot of them out there. And I tell you the ones that I was told, and Ray, I mean, both is told, but that's all I can do for you, to tell you the truth. But nothing beats a failure but a try. So take it in there. See what happens.
Because I kept wondering, because every time you talk about them, you talk about the hundreds and the 50s, and you drop down to the billions. Had me wondering.
Well, again, I say the hundreds and 50s because that came straight from the Treasury 5 years ago. So when we first started talking about it, that's the notes that I was told to get and to put out there, okay? So since then, the list has been put together, and Ray was 8 on the list, right?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okie dokie. Well, that's the only question I had.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not going to
tell
you
also, keep in mind, folks, we're not telling you that's all that they're ever going to take. This could just be the first wave, and then later on they may say, okay, we're doing the other ones. But that's what we're being told as of this first opportunity to go exchange. Those will be the 8 notes that are being accepted.
I just thought it was strange if they had dropped, you know, it wouldn't take all the trillions before they got into the billions. But if that's the way they're doing it, I can't change it, and neither can you. So, all righty. Thank you much.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
Take care. New York, 718 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Tony,
hey,
this is your basement renting from Ray's cousin. I'm calling to ask a question.
This is
wouldn't it be better for me to send the people that I'm giving their notes and let them turn it in themselves? That way my bank wouldn't keep capturing or getting whatever you said they get if you keep sending out different money to different people.
You should absolutely let each individual turn in their own note regardless. Because whatever happens, that's on them. And they can negotiate their own rates and try to figure out their own plan. If you start exchanging notes and giving people money, you got to remember, you can only give them up to $14,000 before it becomes taxable. So now everything that was just non-taxable for every one of those notes, you just made a taxable transaction.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Now, do I have to send a gifting letter? Because, like, I have a few friends that live, one of my friends live in Hawaii. And we've been friends from childhood. when I send her hers, do I have to send her a gifting letter or something?
Now, I want y'all to listen to this carefully, because this is not my advice. This is my opinion or how I think things will work. It is not advice regarding what you should or should not do. Okay. If I was going to gift somebody a note, I would gift it to them today, because the value is only $10 of what that note is. If you're gifting a note after the RV has exchanged, and now you're gifting somebody a 100 trillion note that was worth $10 as a gift, is great, but now you're giving them a $120 million gift, might cause some issues. Might. I don't know. But I already gifted all I'm gifting.
Okay, but with
before
that said, do I still have to give a note with it? I mean, a gifting letter with it.
I would give a gifting letter with it, but I would do it today. I wouldn't
okay.
wait until after the RV to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. And don't forget, Ray, we will be there the night they announce it. My niece, we will be there, and we will leave as soon as we know what we're doing.
Oh, okay. You're going to be where?
We're coming to stay with you. This is the lady that told you my niece and I are coming to stay in your basement until we know what we are doing. That's why I told Tony that we were just cousin.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's
but you don't have
who
to worry. We won't say, always say our welcome. Just as long as we know what we're doing, then we'll tell you goodbye.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay,
well, I'll
man,
put some carpet.
Have a house
I'll
full.
Put some carpet down. I'll put some carpet down in the basement.
Okay, that's all right. Now, if I get down there, because I'm heavy, somebody's going to have to help me up, so I guess I'm going to be tipping all the way around.
Okay.
Anyway, be blessed and
all
happy
right.
New Year to the both of you.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Thank you.
All right, we're in Seattle, Washington, Washington, 206 area code.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. One of my things I'd like to do is thank both of you, because after almost a decade, I don't think I would have stayed in this without first Tony and then Ray and now Tony and Ray. So I feel very blessed. Thank you.
Whatever. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. And then the next
okay.
thing, and one, I'm sorry, I just have a comment.
Hold on, wait. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, one
yeah.
second.
There's
I think we have another
back,
line open.
Back. Yeah, there's a lot of background noise here.
I don't know where that, how that creeped in here, but I don't see it now. But I sure
oh,
heard
is
somebody.
Me? Is
yes,
it me?
Yes, it's you.
Yes,
yeah,
it's you.
You.
Oh, I put my hand down. Sorry. There you go.
Okay.
Now, I'm back on.
It was a glitch. Didn't even show his line open, but okay.
All
his
right.
name, go ahead.
And then the second thing is, I'm sorry, I just can't help it. I think of what Tony used to always say. When people buy a Zim note for 20 some odd dollars and then maybe one for a dollar, that they would be exchanged for the same amount. And I think to myself, who does that make sense to? So
mm-hmm.
I just had to say it. I've been holding that in for a very long time.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you both forever. And it's been a wild and crazy trip. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, British Columbia, 604 area code.
Hello. I don't
hello.
Know if, yes, I have a question. It's in regards to
hold on,
the,
hold on for a second. Ray, you still, you only got that one line open? Because we're barely
yes.
hearing her and she's cutting in and out.
Yeah, but the, another line's not doing that, though. I think it was just her connection.
Is that better?
Try it again, ma'am.
I would like to have clarification with regards to the SIM. Now, since it's been given over a period of time, what happens when the person passes on? Will their relatives be able to access this if you set it up so that they can access it, or it's only for you, the first person?
I'm hoping Ray heard what
you said. Understand it?
Yes. No. I could barely hear it.
I could make out what you said.
Okay.
Now,
right.
Your reference, I'm thinking she's referencing a structured payout. She said regarding the ZIM.
Yes.
And wanted to know if she passed on, could relatives take it over?
Oh.
And we were told yes. Okay.
Is it inheritable, is it what she's asking?
Yes. That
okay.
Was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ray said yeah.
Yes. Now, we were told yes, you would be able to leave it to a relative. They could inherit if you have a structured payout until it finishes out the structured deal. It's inheritable.
Yes. Okay, because I don't think I'll
okay.
Live the next 80 years.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I have some friends that have some herbs and stuff that might make a difference.
Well, I'm hoping to live a long time, but I don't know about 80 years. Would
all
be good.
Right.
No, they're not doing the 80-year payout anymore. We heard it was max 25 years. So all you got to do is have another 25 in you, okay? So, and they're not doing the 80-20 anymore.
I think I should live
anymore.
That long.
Yeah, good. And you'll have enough money that you can find the fountain of youth. So we all could do it, all right?
Yes. Thank
you. All right, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
bye
thank
bye.
You. Happy New Year. Okay, let's see. Well, okay, now we have Virgin Islands, 340 area code. 340 Virgin Islands, you're on.
That's great. Good afternoon, how are you?
Hey,
Tony, super fantastic. How are you doing, man? Okay.
What did you say?
Let me ask you just one. What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. Just one question today. Is Forex, is that thing coming on Forex as planned on the 15th? Or has that plan been changed?
I don't know. It's the last plan that we know of, okay? So, I don't know. And it's not guaranteed. But I did tell you is what we've been hearing, we will be given a window, but nobody will know the exact.
Okay.
That's the window.
Oh, so that's the window. So we just have to wait and watch. Okay.
Well,
okay,
let me see, Frank, did you get a response? Anybody who's listening, if you can, while we're on the phone, go and see what the UN operational rates of exchange are for this month, because I haven't even looked at that. They will probably give us a better opportunity, but we still won't know the exact time. Even if we could figure out the day, we wouldn't know the exact time.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see. That takes us to. You're welcome, sir. That takes us to Florida, 561 area code. Florida, 561 area code.
Hello.
Florida.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Oh, I was in mute. Okay. Thank you for taking my call away. Tony, good afternoon. Glad to hear your voice. My question is regarding the ZIM contract for humanitarian project. I was investing in ZIM on the currencies to helping people in the U.S. and in Haiti. So my question is, how can I transfer the phone from your house for a humanitarian project in Haiti to build a road, electricity, water, to change the country? How can I do that? A great change.
How can you change the currency to the U.S.?
How can I transfer the fund? The project for the U.S. is no problem. The project for Haiti, how can I transfer the fund to Haiti at the exchange place?
Oh.
I already have the U.S. account in Haiti, but how can I transfer this amount of money to Haiti? There is no limit.
I don't know how you can transfer the money to Haiti when you set up. I guess it's something you have to talk to your wealth manager about.
I need to rebuild the country after the
This is what the ZIM is all about. This is what the rates are about. So I guess I'm going to have to discuss that in a minute. But those agreements were with helping to rebuild the country, much like the community municipals were here for the U.S. that they're trying to get people to do. Same thing was set up over there. But it's something we'll just have to have another call about, okay? So we can talk specifically about that. So we'll get it. Hopefully we'll get the very specifics before the RV is announced. But it has gone through so much right now trying to figure this out. If all fails, when you're doing it, if you have enough, those are the things you want to discuss during your exchange and get your options before you exchange. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Glory to God. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All fields.
Okay. Arizona. 623.
I hear something.
Okay. You're busy. Yeah, that was 623. So they engaged in something else. Okay. 347, New York. You're next. That is you.
Hello. How are you all?
Super fantastic. How are you?
That sounds wonderful. I'm wonderful also. My question is, I heard Tony say that there were people that paid as much as 2%, some that paid 0%. I'm assuming that the 0% is where that was the person's personal bank already, or do you know if that was a bank that they're not yet banked with?
The 1.5 was a week ago, I think, or 2 weeks ago. So I'll let you know that. And it was with a personal banker, I think.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Anyway, the 0% was, I'm going to tell you, 4 years ago, and it was with an exchanger, because a person, he wasn't a wealth manager, but he was involved in doing the exchanges. And it wasn't even, he didn't make the decision, because when it came out, they said, hey, it's 2% fee. And I think I've told you guys this story before, was, and the guy said, no, I'm not paying that, and I think I'll tell you, maybe I'll pay 1%. So put that in the system. But he actually, guy said, I'm not paying you no fee. Well, I'm trying to think. They shouldn't get mad at this anyway. They're going to make a whole lot of money. So anyway, the guy put in 0% and it went through. And he did the exchange at 0%. So nothing beats a failure but a try. I don't know. I want everybody running in the bank. And again, I will tell you all this. So I'm going to give the bank a little bit back. It's probably going to depend on how much you have, if those opportunities will go in the system. Because, again, a guy with 100,000 dinar, he's probably going to pay their fee. Because, you know, that's where they collect their money at. Where a guy with 600 million may not. I don't know. Or he may pay a different fee based on how much they're going to have anywhere. So let me give you guys a little quick background story so you understand something about life a little bit. Not that I'm telling everybody about life, but so, you know, I used to work at a franchise tax board one time. So I was an auditor, and I would audit people's taxes. And this is the craziest thing, and I know y'all are not going to believe it, but I could get a person making $20,000 a year, and they owe $1,000 in taxes for whatever reason. I'm just using this as an example. $1,000 in taxes. Then I go on and I get somebody making $600,000-$700,000 a year, and they owe $80,000 in taxes. You know, the craziest thing in the world, and I only worked there for 3 months because it really bothered me, just so you guys know. They would tell me to delete the guy's $80,000, but make sure I charge the guy's $1,000 every time, $1,500, $2,000. People are saying, these people make no money, but I have to force them to pay this, put a lien on their property, their house, whatever, but this guy gets to go free? Because money has its privileges. But the answer was, he'll pay a lawyer and we'll spend more time in court. They will just pay. So just go get the money. It's the craziest thing in the world to me. Well, real life is like that on every level. The less you have, the more you pay because it's the only opportunity you have to get it. The more you have, the less you pay because they want all your money to stay in the system. So the more money you have, the more negotiating power you have. The less you have, the less you have. That's just how it works. I know we didn't want to hear it. People probably didn't even want me to explain it to you, but it's reality. Okay? You understand it?
Sure, okay. I understand. Okay. I know a little bit about taxes myself, and I do know a little bit about how they work and how the government works. I do know some, and I totally agree with you. That much I do know.
Yeah.
But I just thought I would ask about those the fees, because when purchasing some of what I purchased, at my own bank without paying fees, and I was surprised in all honesty. I was very, very much surprised, but they did not charge me a fee.
And they may not there. You're a long-time customer, whatever customer you are, based on your amount, it's about relationships too, so don't forget that.
Correct. All right, thank you. Both of you. Thank both of you. Look forward to meeting you and look forward to learning many more lessons.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, members, a lot of one of the other things you can be doing other than just shopping rates, you can be shopping fees as well when you're calling to compare what rate a bank is going to give you. And we've talked about that before, too, as far as the perks, the fees, all of those different things. You can compare and shop those. All right, Tony, we're 2 hours into this call.
All right, I'm good. All
right. Okay.
We got another call to make. All right, call me back when you get done. Okay, everybody,
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys. Hope we answered all the questions. It's a good call. So, okay, man. Yep, call me back when you're done.
All right. right, folks, we're signing out. And, of course, if anything pops between now and the next time we are regularly scheduled session, we will let you know. Text message, email, post in the forum. We will keep you updated as the saga continues. So keep believing. We do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
About you.
I want you to already see yourself.